At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It is Tuesday, and I still have to look at my paper to figure out what day it is. Do you know the days in the summer versus, does it change your life at all, Ethan?
No, I don't have issues with that. What I have issues is on vacation. When I am
that means
somewhere
it's a
else.
Good vacation, right?
I think so, yeah. But like that's when I'm like, everything runs together. Everything feels the same.
Yeah.
So
Brad and Ryan and I, all being married to teachers, have a natural flow to our lives while mm-hmm. the teachers are in school. And then when they're not, it's just basically there's church on Sunday and I'm off on Saturday. And then everything else is, are we at the I'm off today day yet? That's kind of the way I feel about it. The YouTube live chat poll for today is, can blue states be saved? Yes or no? Or keep them blue? Some of the comments that we have coming in here right now. Ron says, miracles can happen, not likely, but mathematically possible. Joe said, yes, but then there would, but then where would we keep the dumb people?
Jeez.
Dang, Joe.
Hey, yo.
Jackie said, yes, with the right leadership and the active voter base, anything is possible. Ender said, I had to go with no. Save from what? From what we think is bad, the thing is they don't think they're doing anything bad or wrong. In fact, they're quite sure what they're doing is right. That's an interesting perspective on it, that those blue states like the state of Illinois, that the people feel like, no, this is exactly what I voted for.
Do you think that, you know, I know sometimes there's poll questions and the connotation around the question can kind of be how people perceive it. How would you define saved in this situation, Annie?
Fiscally saved. Mm. Culturally, probably politically downstream. The culture is not going to change because we elect the right politician. My opinion in the state of Illinois is that, yes, I'm as pro-life as it gets. I believe life begins at conception. You have your DNA, your own unique DNA, your own entity. You are your own person at the point of conception. But that's not going to win an election in the state of Illinois. And the truth of the matter is more babies' lives will be protected with a Republican governor than they will with a Democrat governor. J.B. Pritzker wants to be a destination for people to feel safe if they're here illegally, for people to feel safe if they want to end the life of their unborn child, people to feel safe if they want to live life out accordingly as a minor who wants to consult people outside of their parents, outside of their legal guardians. It's a really upside down way to live life. And I think that the despair that economic irresponsibility has left states like the state of Illinois, California as well, why so many people are fleeing. I think prosperity is a way that a lot of people begin to feel more comfortable and confident making what I would consider personally, subjectively, of course, better decisions with their life. They start thinking more about their future. Think about all of those things that I'm talking about that get prioritized in the state of Illinois. And none of that is about, nobody thinks about, you know what, I'd really like to move to Illinois and put down some roots and start a family and a career. Like, no, the people who are staying in Illinois are the ones who feel like the roots have already been set mm-hmm. too deep and they aren't portable. And that's a very sad reality for a lot of people to come to grips with. And for those who can't come to grips with it, aren't willing to say, like, you know, this is something I want to fight for, they leave. And some of those people do leave behind heritage businesses, farms, like your family. They leave those people behind. I'm not there yet. And I think a lot of people listen to that and go, yeah, I'm not there yet either. Mary Miller said on our show last Friday, I believe it was, that she said, I just want to tell everybody that we have the numbers in Illinois to turn Illinois red. That is a true statement. Mm-hmm. I want you to understand right now, if you're listening in the state of Illinois or around the state of Illinois, that Illinois absolutely has what it takes to elect a red statewide candidate. It has to be the right candidate, and they have to stay laser focused. And the biggest part here is the Illinois GOP has to not predestine the candidate for the people of Illinois. They have to, the people of Illinois have to feel like they're choosing the candidate that best represents them. And now, to the people of Illinois, you have to understand that we have to limit our priorities right now because it's such a mess. The state of Illinois is in such disarray, culturally, yes, decay, you might use that word, but financially, fiscally, so incredibly irresponsible. The money that they take in, they've never taken in more tax revenue than they are right now. The money that they take in and where they choose to send the money out is so upside down and backwards because we don't have the money that we're sending out. It's not there. Everything has to be tightened. Every notch on that belt buckle that you can tighten, you have to do that. And we have to elect somebody who has the common sense to lead on the issues that can be effective. I had somebody comment on the Mary Miller video that we put out and got a lot of traction. Yeah, it's got 1,000 retweets. It's got almost 6,000 likes right now, and people who are excited to hear that Illinois has the votes to turn it red. The people exist. The votes exist. We have to get them to the polls. We cannot have a civil war within the Republican Party that devours one another. And we also can't have one arm of the Republican Party that smacks the other side and tells them to sit down and shut up, because that results in people not going to the polls. There has to be an understanding. There has to be something that common sense people in the state of Illinois, and of course, Jersey, we hear, you know, New Jersey is going to have an election here this November. We will have our statewide in Illinois in November of 2026. But New Jersey, they had, I don't care what you think about Chris Christie as like a presidential candidate. If you live in the state of Illinois, you would run through a brick wall to have Chris Christie be your governor. That's the type of governor that we're probably looking at having to elect. Somebody who has the ability to work with a complicated purple state. You've got Cook County, which is very, very blue. You've got the rest of the state, which honestly is very, very red. Cook County has 66% of the Illinois population. Therefore, it really matters. If you get just a little over 20%, 80% of Cook County can still say, no, this is great. What are you talking about? I'm living the dream in the state of Illinois. I'm sitting here thinking everything that we're doing is absolutely fantastically great. 80% of the people in Cook County can think that. Just a little under 80% of those folks can continue to vote for what we got. The rest of the state shows up. We can change the state. We can do that. The question today, can blue states be saved? I'll speak on behalf of Illinois and tell you unequivocally, with absolute certainty, yes, Illinois can be saved. But you're sitting here right now going, Annie, how do we beat the cheat? How do we overcome what Cook County is going to do, what Chicago is going to do? They invented it. It's been replicated, but probably hardly ever fully duplicated. I don't have the answer for that other than we need to beat the cheat. That's what Donald Trump, too big to rig, right? Isn't that what the entire 2024 presidential candidate campaign was about from President Trump? If you think that the reason why red candidates can't win in the state of Illinois is because they rig it every time, it has to be too big to rig. We have to get to the bottom of massive voter turnout. Not easy to do, but it really does start with you. That's the thing about this. Voter turnout, spreading the word on a basic, concise message about fiscal responsibility, bringing everything down to brass tacks, and getting us back to the place where we know that the direction we're headed on is a more fiscally responsible one. That's where we are on this timeline right now. We have been sprinting to the far left, aggressive, progressive side of the Democrat Party. in the state of Illinois. And I don't think the Democrats want that. On the whole, people who are union, blue-collar Democrat voters have already pulled away from that. They're not diving headfirst into the red side of the pond, but they are not wanting to go the direction that this state has been going and that the Democrat Party has been going. We have to give them an alternative. And it can't be a shame on you, club you over the head with our culture wars and social values to where that's prioritized because you won't win the votes that you need to win in order to win the statewide election. That doesn't mean at all that you have to set aside your principles. That doesn't mean at all that you have to lie or that you have to compromise. It just means we have to prioritize and we have to communicate with our candidates who are running in these statewide elections that we have some simple priorities. Now, in the state of Illinois, we don't have term limits. Governor Pritzker, King Pritzker, is going to run for his third term. I think 37, that's the number off the top of my head. I think that Pritzker wouldn't be able to do that. It's like in 31 or 37 other states. You can't, Governor Pritzker would be termed out and done. But not in Illinois. Not in Illinois, where every Friday afternoon I see the, 70-year-old women out in their protests for no kings and stuff like that. But the boy, they're like, vote for Pritzker. They want kings. They just want them to be on their side. Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump is not on their side, so they put their effort and their energy into trying to create some sort of narrative, to paint some sort of narrative that Donald Trump's out there trying to be your king. This while they're in the state of Illinois, and J.B. Pritzker thinks he gets to control every ounce of your life. It can be saved. I'm telling you right now, hustle up to the YouTube live chat poll and vote yes with me, because it can be saved. You just have to care enough that it's beyond complaining about it. We will not save the state of Illinois or any of these other blue states. It will not be saved if the extent of your disgust is aired out on Twitter or, you know, with your, I have one of these, J.B. Pritzker sucks wine glasses. I'm not opposed to, I like the mug or the cup. I use it. It's like my kids, when they set the table, they put that one at my chair. There's nothing wrong with that, but it can't stop there. It's got to go further than that. We have to invest in seeing the change that we want to enact statewide. We have to start here. Because if you maximize the vote in St. Clair County, in Jersey County, in Madison County, in Macoupin County, in all of these areas that are in our area, these are predominantly red places. They're common sense people. Even if they vote blue sometimes, vote red sometimes, they're common sense people and they know that it's untenable what J.B. Pritzker and a supermajority of Democrats in the General Assembly are lording over the people who are left in the state of Illinois. I had someone comment, Annie, it won't matter if we get a Republican governor because the supermajority in the legislature won't work with him or her. You think for a second that putting up a stonewall against the General Assembly's ability to reach into your pocket every time you turn around, and now they don't even wait for you to turn around? Wouldn't it be nice to have a statewide elected official in the governor's mansion who said, nope, not doing that anymore. Not while I'm here. I'm protecting the constituents from your never-ceasing willingness to take more of their money to throw at the stupidest things that you can muster. Let us know what you think. Can blue states be saved? Yes or no, or keep them blue? We'll ask Brad what he thinks before we get to the results at the end of the show. Still an Illinois resident. And when we come back, local news and sports with Ethan.
Hey, yo.
And the intros this week brought to you by listeners as well. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports and local.
Hannaford's, how we doing in the city?
How we doing in the city? Ooh, that's a good shirt.
Sports and local. Hannaford's, how we doing in the city? I said yesterday was my favorite. That one might have beaten it. That was really good.
I think these are all listener.
They are.
Yes.
Hint why I like them more.
Do you want that on a shirt?
Hannaford's house. You know what would be really funny? Is if just over the next like few weeks, if we had all of them just in tiny print on a shirt.
Okay.
That would be really
funny.
Give
me a list.
Okay.
I'll make you a shirt.
Oh, that would be great. I would love that. So
I'll make Ryan a shirt, but I'll make it really small.
Yeah. Just like his personality.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
Ryan. Don't make me feel sorry for him.
It would take a lot to feel sorry.
He goes on vacation and he just trolls the show because he controls all the imaging for the show. So he just makes.
He asks for it. He
wants to be present always. And he is. Rent free.
So we're going to go ahead and we're going to start off with the sports. If we have time for anything else, we'll get to local. But
which could also be the subtitle.
Yeah, you know, sports and then maybe local
sports
after.
Sports and local, but mostly sports.
This is a fun time of year for baseball fans, especially for Cardinal fans, because in the past. Oh, that's so sad.
They still have a winning record.
They do. 5 games above 500 at the All-Star break, which I think. If you would have asked a lot of people going into the year, they would have said that that's a win for what the expectations
were. I was just going to ask you, if you were told at the All-Star break this would be the record, how'd you feel about that?
If you were to ask me how I would grade the first half of the season for the Cardinals, I would give it a solid B.
Yeah.
Based off what the expectations were going in.
The other thing.
Based off what the point of this year is.
Yeah.
To find the young talent and to kind of, you know,
the division
set that up for the year.
Is pretty decent comparatively. I mean, better than I think a lot of people anticipated.
Oh, yeah. I think everyone said this division was going to be wide open. And to a certain extent, it is. But the Cubs are a lot better than people expected. The Brewers are doing pretty well, as they have pretty consistently the last couple of years. So now we're at the All-Star break. Most players have the chance to rest. Recuperate.
We needed it.
Yeah.
My understanding too, though, and I've watched as much as I can. Obviously, I'm at the ball field all the time. It's just for 15, 16 year olds, not professional
different
baseball
ball
players.
Field.
But when you tune into the Cardinals game, in the last couple years, you felt like it was like penance. If you tune into a Cardinals game right now, it might be a really exciting game. It's worth watching to see what happens.
The style of play is different. The energy around the team is different because they are younger, right? And, you know, there's still that tradition and that class, I think, that the Cardinals play with. But it's almost like there's a little bit of a remix to it, which is kind of fun. But yesterday and the day prior was a big day for the Cardinals specifically because the Cardinals aren't that team that's going to go out and spend a bunch of money on the market, right? They're going to draft and develop their talent. And, well, the MLB draft started on Sunday night, and the Cardinals had the 5th overall pick in that draft. It is the highest pick that they've had, I believe, since 1997. They drafted J.D. Drew, for all of you old-timer Cardinal fans out there that remember J.D. Drew. And
number 7.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the Cardinals...
Stupidest talent I have.
The Cardinals have had a really good draft up to this point. And there were some local kids taken as well throughout the MLB draft. I'll mention a couple of those names, then we'll get into the Cardinals' big name that they picked. In the 8th round from Fort Zumwalt North, Camden Lohman gets drafted by the Mets. From Francis Howell, Jake McCutcheon gets drafted to the Marlins. Muscuda has a kid get drafted. It goes to the Brewers. Brendan Brock was a former Swick standout.
Way to go, Indians.
Nice.
Yes. And so there's a lot of excitement around his name as well. And the Cardinals drafted a local kid as well in the 20th round and they're with their last pick from Christian High School in O'Fallon, Missouri. Chase Heath, who also went to Central Missouri. So exciting to have. Always good to have the a local
What's the
kid.
Christian High School?
Christian High School?
It's called it's, Christian High
yeah,
School?
Yeah, it's pretty new.
I thought you were saying a Christian High School.
No, it is Christian High School.
Yes. Okay, yeah, cool. Aren't they big on baseball?
I think so.
I think it's kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm, I think so. The That's O'Fallon, cool. That area has a lot of great baseball.
Yeah.
The Francis Howell's always stand out.
I'm there
out.
All the time.
You are? Over there?
Yeah, I've got a pack a bag.
And on the O'Fallon, it's the Missouri side.
Yes.
Not the Illinois side.
No. No.
I didn't know you crossed the river for things besides
Rivers.
So a lot of local talent, which is always great to see. Now to get to the Cardinals' top talent that they drafted, Liam Doyle, starting pitcher out of the University of Tennessee, Rocky Top.
Good old Rocky Top.
Uh-huh. I should have put that in as the bump music. That would have been really good. Liam Doyle, a lot of people excited about him. This was a guy that was expected to go number two overall. He dropped down to number five, but the real reason that a lot of Cardinal fans are excited about him is because he's basically the strikeout king of college baseball this year.
Did you see the video? I hope I'm not scooping your story here, but there's a video out about him. He's doing an interview. I don't know how far did they go in the postseason?
Tennessee?
Yeah.
Really far. They made it to the College World Series.
I can't remember the game. I'm not going to guess. But huge game. You said he's a closer?
He's a starting pitcher.
Starting pitcher, mm-hmm. But he's a strikeout king. Okay. Well, there's this guy's up to bat, two outs, and I think he had two strikes on him. And the batter calls timeout. And Doyle is doing an interview with somebody, and he's like, you know, what was going on there? Did you really say? And then they ask him what he said. Well, they show the video, and Doyle, the batter calls timeout, and Doyle looks directly at the batter and says, "You're effed." But he doesn't say effed. And he says it like straight faced. He's not like, he's not Johnny Rocker, like being crazy and stuff. He just looks at him and like, matter of fact, you're screwed. I'll put it that way.
So
and then the interviewer is going, is this the video?
So this is one of the videos. This is a kid that plays with a lot of emotion, a lot of passion.
And the interviewer's like, did you really say that to him? He's like, well, listen, he goes, I don't like it when an offensive player calls timeout. I think that kind of sucks. It's not going to get me off my game, but it does piss me off a little bit more. And then he throws a 98 mile an hour strike and strikes him out, and he's pretty jacked.
It was pretty awesome. Yeah. So this is a big game, big moment. And
we do not support that. We're working on that when we get him into the Cardinal way. None of these players say bad words. So
never.
They don't.
Ever.
And that's why, you know, really will be helpful to him.
Absolutely. Well said, Annie.
Thank you.
This guy led...
Wink, wink, moms.
Led college baseball in strikeouts per nine innings this past year with 15.5. He tops out at 101 miles an hour on his fastball. That is his best pitch. And there's people saying that if the Cardinals wanted to, they could put him in the bullpen this year.
Huh?
He could be in their major league bullpen this year.
He's going to get right.
Now, that's not, I doubt the Cardinals do that. They're pretty conservative with their prospects.
Is it more likely we see that if the Cardinals are fighting for a playoff spot or are not?
I think that it's more likely if they aren't fighting for a playoff spot, but I think regardless, they will not do that. But they're saying that regardless, even if they do want to put him through the system, he becomes a starting pitcher as is expected. They're saying he could be up by a year from now.
I remember.
As a starting pitcher. Hype about this kid.
Who was the other pitcher that we had when Wainwright was coming up?
Michael Wacha was a big one. Miller was another big one.
It might have been Wacha.
Carlos Martinez. Mm-mm. Luke Weaver.
I think it was...
Oh, Wainwright. Wainwright was a little bit earlier, though. Yeah.
We had two prospects, and we were hearing about prospects, hearing about him. And then, of course, Wainwright comes in, and was he the closer in the 06?
I'm trying to think. Wainwright, came up at, and he was the closer because Isringhausen was hurt, Wainwright took over in the bullpen for him. I'm not sure. But the Cardinals added a lot of strikeout style pitchers in this draft, and they needed that, to be quite frank. But it is exciting in today's day and age of baseball. You're seeing these top talents get to the majors quicker than ever. So there's a lot of talk that this Liam Doyle kid could be impactful for this Cardinals team a lot sooner than people think. So and in today's day and age also of how expensive starting pitching is, these guys are getting $200 million, $300 million contracts. The Cardinals just can't compete in that market. So it was almost like you have to draft your next superstar pitcher. And a lot of people think the Cardinals did that. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Corey Malone just texted me and said Arkansas owned Doyle this year. Entire year, especially in the World Series. So he's just a little note there, comfort service getting in with the Woo Pig commentary.
They did beat up on him a little bit in the College World Series this year yesterday. I did see some things about that. Yes. Some Cubs fans giving some heat to him.
Yeah. I don't know. It's excited to hear about these prospects coming in.
It'll be good. Yeah. It'll be fun to keep
Corey,
up with.
Corey, get back to me in 2 years and tell me what you think.
Solid draft from the Cardinals. Randy Flores does it again.
Well, like I said, Corey, when the Cardinals get a hold of him and shape him into a very upstanding you're screwed. He just looks at the batter. He's like, you're screwed. He does not say screwed.
He does not say screw.
When you get to St. Louis, you say screw instead.
It'll be interesting to see how you go about that, because you obviously want him to keep that emotion, that fire, but there is a way to class it up a little bit and to do it in a professional
manner. Well, I mean, you're going from being the strikeout king in college to the show.
Everyone's the best at that level.
They're looking to eat
right?
you up and remind you that you're in the literal big leagues now.
So that is Sports and Local. Hannaford's How We Doing in the City today.
But mostly sports. Thank you. That's a good one. How are we doing in the city?
I like it.
I do. I'm going to put that on a shirt.
That shirt's going to be great.
It's going to be great. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, X's and Y's. What are some questions that you have for the opposite sex that you've always wanted to ask? Brad and Ethan representing the dudes, and Trisha coming in to help me represent the ladies. We'll get to some of your questions and ours next.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. X's and Y's. This is one of my favorite segments that we do on the air with each other here. And we invite Trisha in because I need a little more backup on the girls' side of the aisle. Trisha, hi.
Hi, Annie.
Happy
crew.
Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
We use this as an opportunity to ask each other. We've got Brad and Ethan in here. Ryan is taking a few days off and he'll be back on Friday. We're asking questions about the opposite sex. So really, you can ask anything. And of course, we know that your families are listening, so we can ask and answer questions in a way that respects that setup. But we get to the bottom of it. Anyone have a question that they want to ask first? Brad, are you poised for
I got one
leading
here.
Us off here?
Is being a girl as bad as Michelle Obama makes it out to be?
Yeah.
It can be. Yeah, it's not great.
It depends. What time of the month are we talking about?
When you ask me this question. About every third week, not so fun.
Trisha, like, I don't think that men can ever really understand the things that women just deal with. You know, somebody was just saying yesterday, there are women who train for their entire lives to, like, go to the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And they might have to do the thing they do the best on their period.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge factor.
Mm-hmm.
Someone was telling me that I think it's part of, I don't know, understand the betting world or whatever, but there is something that on Polymarket or something that tracks the cycles of WNBA players so that you can use that information to make smarter bets in the WNBA. And my first question was, people bet on the WNBA?
Have you not? Oh my gosh.
I don't know how to bet.
Some of the most viral videos right now on X that I see are betting on the WNBA, and it tends to be like, okay, like, will Angel Reese, like, betting that Angel Reese will miss her first shot.
How many rebounds?
Yeah, true. Too many.
Smartest thing she did was copyright that. You know she did that?
Did she seriously?
She's trying to trademark
rebounds. I'm not surprised. Did you see she's going to be one of the cover athletes for NBA 2K26,
WNBA,
the video game?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to buy it now.
Convinced
the most obscure fact.
I don't know. What do you think? The question is it as bad as Michelle Obama? I think she's just unhappy.
Yeah. I mean, Michelle Obama makes it about the way other people treat women. And I do think that there is some of that in society. I'm not going to say that there's not, because there is to some degree. But no, it's not. For the most part, it's 2025. Like, oppression has reached an all-time low. It's actually gone the opposite way to now we're erasing women and everybody's a woman. But
yeah. Went a little too far.
We've overcorrected here to where it's like, I love women so much, I'm going to be them. But so no, I think Michelle Obama takes it to a different extreme. But to Annie's point, our bodies do things and our hormones do things and our minds do things that are a lot different than men all the time. And we have to make that normal.
The other thing, too, though, on the other side of it, the Michelle Obama part of it, it doesn't seem like anything ever makes her happy, which is the problem here, because some of the greatest things in my life have to do with the fact that I am a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So is it difficult? Yes. Is it amazing? Yes. So basically, it's complicated. And the details are certainly different scientifically, but there are things I would assume that come along with a man that makes it very difficult because you're a man, maybe burdens you put on yourself or that you feel like society puts on you.
True.
I will follow up with that question to both of you. Do you think that there are things about being a man that are misunderstood in culture? Do you think, I could ask a cheap question. Do you think you have it as hard as girls? That would be the fun question that I would ask if Ryan were here. But I won't put you through that. Do you think it's easier to be a guy than it is to be a girl? And are there pressures that women don't understand?
I think it's hard to compare, right? And
because they're different.
Exactly, because they're different. I think that there are, more so traditionally, there are expectations put on the man to be the provider and the leader of a household that I think can be high pressurizing. And I think that still exists, but it's different now, obviously. And I think that there are a lot of struggles that, you know, women have to deal with, especially just in general. I think objectification of women is I can't relate to what mm-hmm. that's like.
Yeah. It's a real thing, though.
But they're different, right? How do you compare like pressures that men face from certain things compared to women? I mean, to say that one is harder than the other, you probably could, right? But it's like comparing apples to oranges. They're just different things.
And to what end? Because really the strength here is when men respect and honor women for the differences that they endure, and women do the same thing for men. What do you think, Brad?
Yeah, I couldn't answer which one is harder because I've only ever been a guy. And so
you can dabble for now.
Apparently yeah. now, yeah. I'm not interested
Welcome
in that, but...
Future,
sorry,
Brad.
Can't answer. I'm a dude.
Yeah, but... I think that there are some things, and because of that, because girls have never walked a mile in guys' shoes and guys have never walked a mile in girls' shoes, I think there's a lot of things that each side does.
There are a lot of guys walking miles in girls' shoes.
Well, this is true.
And it is so uncomfortable. I don't know why you
choose that. Yeah, I don't know.
Of all the things to pick, I'd opt out of that one if I had the choice.
But my thing is like, there are expectations for guys, quiet expectations and things like that, but I don't think that guys necessarily could say, oh, yeah, we definitely have it worse, because I can walk down a street, you know, by myself without having to worry about, you know, who's going to jump out of the... I mean, maybe somebody will jump out and mug me or something like that, but I'm less likely than a girl to do that, so there's, like, safety things like that. But the other side of that is, too, guys kind of do get pushed to the side, especially in modern society as far as boys in school and stuff like that. And that's difficult for
guys.
What do you mean? There's a big focus on raising children, the girl power, girls can be anything and all that other stuff. And then that came from this idea that boys were doing so well that they don't really need that encouragement or that stuff like that. And it's even in some areas gone to the point where it's like, you're a boy, so you can't really be good because you're by nature bad. That's more of the fringe stuff. But boys just get forgot about in
yeah.
school.
Or like you're lesser than because
right.
like you were the focus for so long and now
right.
we have to overcompensate for right. that
and
you
women,
get neglected a little
like
bit.
Postmodern feminism, they're hearing you say that and they're like, yeah, that's the goal. You can sit down for a minute. And I think what we would all say in this room is, how about nobody has to sit down?
Right.
Right.
Well, we have to sit down.
That's true correction, is it not?
We can squat.
Trisha, you got a question?
No,
we can't squat.
Okay.
You get pee on the seat. And then I got to deal with that when I go in and I got to pee and I only have 90 seconds to do it, Trisha.
Peeing against like a bumper and stuff. You've done it before, like having
yeah.
a squat. Okay.
In a field.
Right. Okay.
Ethan, what? You have questions? Do you need to interject?
No, I'll keep them inside for now.
Do you know what bumper peeing is?
No, I don't.
It's kind of like what it sounds.
Yeah.
You just sit your backside.
I was going to say, you're leaning on the bumper?
Yeah, the back half of your butt.
Yeah. Yeah,
like you sit on a bumper,
like a
put
wall
your feet forward a little bit.
In a wall squat?
Where would you do that?
In a field.
In a field.
When
field
you're at
a
party.
Back road or...
Or what? Camping.
So like, when was the last time you did this? Like when you were 16?
I haven't done it recently.
Okay, all right.
I think I had to do it like...
If you're camping... I mean, men pee everywhere. You guys pee
yeah.
everywhere.
Yeah,
it's,
but...
It's like,
need a tree.
I was golfing with somebody one time, a group of guys, and they're like, dude, I haven't seen you pee once. And they're talking to the other guy. And I'm like, do you tally?
It's a little bit less risk, though, in men doing it. I feel like if I was a woman and I'm having to pop a squat...
No, you get the bumper.
That's the same thing.
No, it's not.
You're squatting on the bumper.
No.
Are you not leaning... your backside on the bumper.
No.
You're sitting on it.
You're sitting on it.
And the pee goes down.
I know, but there's more risk, right, from like someone seeing you, I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you meant peeing on yourself.
Yeah, that's what I thought he meant, too.
No, I meant, like, someone seeing you.
It is more of a risk.
Yeah.
You gotta have
a good friend.
I'm also saying
guard.
It's more disturbing sight, too, than a dude standing.
No, depends on how much you see when yeah. a dude's
no.
peeing.
You know, Ryan's one of those guys who pees in the woods but pulls his pants all the way down.
Got him!
Will you make that a short and send it to him on his vacation?
For sure.
You take vacation, you're fair game, buddy. Visual.
Yeah, it's pretty scarring right now.
That reminds me of the picture we took of him at the St. Clair County Golf Scramble. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get to some more. Did you ever ask your question?
No, I mean...
Ethan's dumbfounded bumper pee, like, what are they talking about?
I'll save
them. We'll get to Trisha's question next. Don't go away. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're wrapping up a little X's and Y's here. Questions we have for the opposite sex. And we were talking about the bumper pee situation. And honestly, that's mostly an if you know, you know thing.
Clearly, I didn't.
But TJ commented on our Annie Fry YouTube live and informed us about something called a shiwi, which is something that helps women pee standing up.
Oh, I've seen those.
And I'm thinking to myself, if I have to pee and I'm out in nature and I'm like, can someone please get me the shiwi? I'd rather just sit on the bumper.
It's like a reverse bottle, isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not Googling it.
If you were to ask me what a shiwi was, I would say those are things you see in Thailand.
Okay. Trisha, your question.
Okay, so I don't know if this is as much a boy-girl question or if it's a personality type thing, so I need help with this, but I found that I will speak in code and I expect some inferring from whatever I'm saying. So I'll say, oh, we're running low on milk. And what I'll mean is go buy
get
milk.
Milk.
And what Eddie will hear is, in the next couple of days, I need to keep that on my radar. But then I'll be kind of upset that there's not milk the next day.
Yeah. But you don't like tell him?
I mean, we have the conversation afterwards, but we kind of go round and round in circles. So I'm wondering, do men do any of that, like, speak where they say one thing and mean something different? Or do you guys have, like, an internal monologue where you're...
I feel like this is where Ethan can talk to us some more about waffles.
I do like me some waffles. So what I was saying last week...
Which I don't think we ever got around to making the point.
I don't think so, too, because we got into a whole nother thing. Motorboating. That's what we got into.
Waffles. Yes.
Right. I was told this analogy that guys' brains are like waffles, right? They're nice and compartmentalized. Mm-hmm. And women's brains are like spaghetti because everything just overlaps.
Is this Brad's analogy?
Jumbled all together. No. Mm-hmm. Actually, my wife's the one that told me this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm trying to think of.
Do you know your wife's code? Does your wife say, gosh, we're out of milk?
Not really. She's pretty straight up. I don't really have this issue with
her. Does she say, Ethan, go get milk?
No, usually she's like, I'll go get milk.
Aww.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are young.
I was just going to say that'll change.
Give it another decade.
She doesn't know her power yet. She'll come into
She's the one that usually makes the store runs, though.
Yeah.
Because she has more off time than me.
It's 10 o'clock at night. She's like, Ethan, we don't have any butter pecan ice cream. Oh,
she's super picky, so she would never say butter pecan.
What would she say?
Like vanilla with sprinkles.
Ethan, we don't have any vanilla ice cream with sprinkles.
Babe, store's closed.
That's what she's going to say. I don't know. Brad, your thoughts?
I don't really do that. I pretty much say, like, if we need to get milk, I'll be like, hey, we're out of milk.
No. That's not the question.
Oh.
She says... Oh, we're out of milk.
No, she doesn't.
You hear that and go, well, that's a shame. or do you think, hey, I should go get milk?
With my wife, I would think, oh, that's a shame, because usually she just would tell me to go get milk.
So it's universal. Guys will hear what you say.
I'm going to say I have married the exception to the rule, but I'll say.
I think there's some learning involved, maybe.
Well, Jared knows, and he knows I know, when I say, oh, there's no milk here, he'll go, all right, I'll go in when I put the kids down or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or, like, he knows that I'm saying.
Because he's learned it, though.
Yes. And I'm saying it playfully, mm-hmm. not asking.
But do guys do that ever, where they say something and mean something else?
No, we're pretty straight up individuals. That's like the scene, have you guys seen Inside Out? He's like, she's looking at us. What did she say?
Yes!
What did she say? And the mom and dad are communicating,
Pixar movie about a young girl who's kind of coming of age in junior high, and Inside Out, it basically show her internal brain has different characters. Joy, sadness is just the funny. I don't know why, but sadness is the funniest character I've ever seen animated. And met at Disney World, and she's just so sad. Boy. And I laughed the whole time, and I felt really bad about it. Sarcasm is maybe one of
disgust?
Them. Disgust is sarcasm.
Fear.
And fear. And anger. And so you see how like all of these different emotions play into decisions that the person makes. But the movie's about a young girl named Riley. And every once in a while, you'll dip into like mom's brain, and she's got a whole different control panel, and I think maybe more people at the table and everything. And then the scene where they go to men. It's like
dad's reading a paper, and it's like a TV on the screen, and then she's like, wait, hold on. She's looking at us.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Mom's like, looking at us.
Sorry, sir. No one was listening.
And then at one point, they show some young boys, junior high boys, and like a girl comes across, and all it's going is, girl, 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 girl. It's so good. That's a good movie to watch. Yeah. I don't think men speak it in code.
No. Okay.
If they are, I don't think they have high expectations of it. I think if they want something, they'll say it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good all for right. them.
Well, we got to get to the YouTube live chat poll for today. Real quick, we'll go around the room. Brad, can blue states be saved?
Absolutely.
Ooh, an emphatic yes.
At some point, people will go, I can't continue on like this.
Yeah, so, or leave.
Yeah. But I think that there's people like you and I that have roots that are too deep to just pull up and leave.
Okay.
Yes, I think 2024 was a great example of that. We're starting to slowly move in the right direction.
Trisha, you think blue states can be saved?
No, but I think we should try.
Oh, that's a gambit of responses. What do the people say today?
235 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. What I can tell you people weren't voting for was the keep them blue option. Only 3% voted that.
I'm shocked.
Very close between the other two options.
I think
options.
I can name the 3%.
49% say yes, 48% say no.
The 3% are going to decide. We can do it. We can do it. Stick it here with the Andy Fry Show, and we will continue to walk towards November of 2026. Those statewide elections are going to be huge, and we're going to cover it every step of the way. We're going to keep our eye on Missouri, of course, as well. You guys have some things figured out that we could only long to understand.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.